You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan. Parkinson's disease doesn't only affect the afflicted. It becomes a part of the lives of the people around them, too. Kevin Kihara dropped out of school to spend 8 years caring for his father, who was diagnosed with Parkinson's. To cope with his dad's death, Kevin learned how to play an instrument called a halo. It's a steel drum with a gentle sound. And he began performing in public spaces in Berkeley.
My name's Kevin Kihara, and I'm from El Sobrano, California. I play an instrument called the halo, and the halo is basically a steel drum. The basic shape is, if you could picture, it's convex, and picture two of those shells stacked on top of each other, bottom to bottom. You have that, it basically looks like a UFO. What I love about the instrument is that when you're playing it, you're connected with it because it's sitting on your lap. When you're touching the metal with your hands and then you're hitting the steel, the vibrations are going straight down and you can feel it through your body. Basically, when you play a note, it activates other notes. It activates their harmonics. So when you start really playing it, you just get this singing bowl, and that's kind of what it was designed after too, the Tibetan singing bowls. It takes, I think, about 250,000 hammer hits to create one. Basically, they're like a sculptor chiseling away at, you know, a statue. Just hammering, 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 hammering. For me, every time I play it, I come to a state of peaceful consciousness. For the past 8 years, I was taking care of my dad, who had Parkinson's. And basically, just went from him needing a walking stick, and then needing crutches, and then basically being pushed in a wheelchair. And then from that to going around in an electric wheelchair, and then from that to being bedridden. I stayed home. I kind of put my life on pause. You know, stopped going to school and basically stayed home with him 24/7, taking care of him. And that's a big reason why I want to help people, is just seeing how debilitating that disease was for him and how helpless he was. I play with the picture that I have of me and him together, and I basically put that on the front of my halo while I'm playing, so to give me some inspiration and also to feel like I'm being watched over. When I play the halo, there are certain times and I'm just playing this rhythm over and over again, everything around me kind of just fades away, kind of just have the ability to forget about certain things, and really puts my mind in a peaceful place. I tend to play at places that are very serene and have a very tranquil feel to them. The Rose Garden, you hear water running down the hill, and just smells great here too. When you're at the top, you can see a good portion of the bay. During sunset, which is when I usually play, sun's coming down, it starts to shine and across the bay and also up into the sky. So sometimes you get these beautiful, vibrant colors, and that's what I really love about playing during sunset. And it has this iridescent, I guess, blue and purple, depending on the light of the sun. When the sun's on, it can change from blue to purple to green to pink. Has this way of affecting people on an emotional level. I've had countless people come up to me and just say thank you. You can't pay for those things. Yeah, if I can help people with this somehow, that will fulfill my life.